Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you are with us. We thank you this morning, oh God. Oh, we wait on you, Lord God. We can do nothing without you. We call on the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for teaching our hands to war, our fingers to fight, oh God. And Lord, we thank you that we're your end-time warriors, oh God, warring against the enemy, the one who comes against our souls, oh God. But we thank you, Lord God, that you love us with all your heart, soul, and strength. Oh, Father, we thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not guns and knives and material things not made with hands, oh God, but they are mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus with the Lamb. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let all of our enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in Jesus' name. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you this morning. We praise your name. We honor you, Lord God. Oh, Father, I thank you that we don't war after the flesh but after the Spirit. Lord, thunder down upon your enemies. Release your voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And scatter our enemies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, shoot out your light and discomfort every enemy of our soul, O God. Deliver us from our strong enemies, from them that are too strong for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are holy. You are righteous. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we have pursued our enemies, oh, God, and overtaken them. We did not turn until every enemy was consumed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're about to do. We praise and honor and bless you this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing. Oh, God, we just honor you. Oh, God, you are holy, God. You are righteous, God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. No God greater. No God holier. No God awesome and powerful like you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, you are Lord. You are King. You are Father. You are Shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Father. We just call on your name this morning. We repent, oh God, and we ask forgiveness, oh God, every time we come up against you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, every time, Lord God, we have tried to thwart your plans, forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every time, Lord God, we were disobedient, forgive us, oh God. Every time we heard you and we decided to be like Jonah, to go the other way, to turn away from you, oh God, to go to a different place than when you're sending us. Forgive us, Father God. Help us to quickly obey your voice. Help us to know that that's something that's telling us is you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you are leading us in a plain path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that plain path where you're leading us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, do not forsake us, oh God. Oh, Father God, cleanse us, renew us. Oh, God, strengthen us. Oh, God, you are holy. You are righteous. You are Lord. You are King. No God is greater. No God holier. No God mighty like you. So, Father, we lift up everyone on Bible Story Land this morning. In the name of Jesus, those who are coming on, those who have been on, those who are on now, and we ask you, Lord, for favor, grace, and mercy. We can't make it without your mercy. Give us more mercy, more mercy, more mercy. Your mercy endureth forever. I thank you, Lord God, for loading us up with benefits. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for obedient spirits in us, oh, God, that we would obey you on a daily basis. I thank you, Lord God, that you didn't ask us, oh, God, to plead with us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, but you commanded us, and Lord, that's your first commandment, that we love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, all of our might to love you. Oh, God, to drop everything that's in the way and call on your name, to love on you. And your love is obedience, oh, God. Oh, God, when we love you, we obey you. Oh, God, we do those things that you are telling us to do. Oh, God, I thank you that we will not turn a deaf ear to you, but we will turn our ear towards you and be obedient quickly. In the name of Jesus, we will run into your presence, oh, God, and we'll say, yes, Lord, thy servant heareth. What would you have us to do? So, Father, I thank you that we all on Bible Story Land are obedient. We are following after you. We are running hard after you, that like a deer that is thirsty for water. We thirst for you, oh, God. We hunger for your righteousness, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this morning on Bible Story Land, we have Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you.
All right. She's going to play a song of praise. What you going to play this morning?
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Amen. He does. All right. Go ahead. I'm not talking to you. He loves you. Yes, he does. No matter what we've done, no matter what we've done against him, he loves you. He loves us. He loves children. He loves adults. He said, suffer little children come unto me and forbid them not. Don't stop them. Let the children come unto him and be obedient to him. They are a part of his kingdom as well. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. As you know, today is Children's Day. Children's Day. Oh, yes, Jesus loves the children. They are great, and they are a wonderful part of his plan. So God is looking out for the children today. Don't forget, pray for the children on a daily basis, because children go through more than adults go through. Whether you know it or not, they can't always express it. But they go through more than we go through. So I thank you that God has wonderful plans for the children. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to your expected end. Oh, yeah, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hear your voice. Hallelujah. He will hearken unto you. That means he will hear and he will listen. So God has a plan for the children. And you know what? His word is awesome. He has plans for the children. Yep, he does. Your children too. He has plans for them. So he said in his word in Ephesians 6:1-3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, you children who are saved, and if you're not saved, obey your parents. Honor your father and your mother. Now, don't just honor one of them. Honor your father and your mother. And this is the first commandment with promise. Yep. He's got promises for the children. That it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. It doesn't mean that you won't go through trials. You won't go through tribulations. You won't go through affliction. God is going to deliver you from all of those things. He has tailor-made things just for adults that we have to go through. You know, Jesus was a child, and he went through different things, and then he became a man, and you know what he had to go through? He had a cross to bear. And guess what? There's a cross for you, and there's a cross for everyone to bear. So even children have a cross to bear. But we have to bend the knee and pray for them as they're going through, as they're bearing their crosses. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Children are a heritage from the Lord. And we thank God this morning for the children. Well, we have with us this morning is Shauna LaPierre. She's going to say a prayer for the children. She's one of my spiritual daughters. She's just 24 years young, and I thank the Lord for her. I've known Tashauna since she was probably, 14, 15 or before. Faithful to the Lord. She has her own business. And she's been on in the kingdom for a long time. Her mother trained her up in the way that she should go. So good morning, LaShauna. Tashauna, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you? I'm great.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to let you pray for the children, for the youth this morning.
Amen. Father God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever, Lord. Amen. I thank you, O Lord Jesus, for your presence on the prayer line. I thank you for Sister G. I pray that she continue to be encouraged in your spirit. I thank you for the Holy Ghost in her life. I thank you for God's wisdom in her life. I thank you for God's wisdom in her life. Hallelujah. I pray for the children on this morning. I pray that they follow the instructions of their parents. I pray that they follow the way of their fathers. I pray that they follow the way of their fathers. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tashauna. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's Children's Day today. B-I-B-L-E, that's the Word of God. So we're thanking God this morning for His Word, the Bible. And we come to bless the children this morning. And we thank God for Him keeping the children safe. Today is Children's Day. And we are thanking God for our heritage, the children, the gifts that He gave to us as parents. And don't forget to bend the knee daily. Pray for the children. So much is going on in the world. Not just in Jacksonville, not just in Houston, not just in Atlanta, not just in Chicago, not just in California, all over the world, every continent, children are being born. Different things are happening to the children. Some of them are being used as slaves. Some of them are being abused. Some of them are being murdered. So we got to pray for the children. You don't know if the devil has targeted your child. So you got to keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying for the children. Don't give up. Don't stop praying. And you know what? We cannot spare the rod in this day and time, because if you spare the rod, they're going to try to have their way. You're going to spoil them. But we cannot spare the rod. So don't forget to pray for the children. Don't spare the rod. I don't care what the government says. We got to do what God said. You know, that's what Daniel said. The government at that time, they say, you can't pray to your God. You got to pray to our God. Daniel defied the king. He defied the president. president of that day and time. He didn't hide what he was doing. He opened up the windows and let them know what he was doing. Now, he got consequences, but guess what? God took care of Daniel. Guess what? Just like he took care of Daniel, because Daniel obeyed him, he'll take care of you. So if you have to get the belt, the switch, whatever it takes to keep yours in line, do it. God is going to protect you. Now, you know, if he shut the mouth of every lion while Daniel was in the den of lions, he's going to take care of you. So don't spare the rod. Do what you need to do. Don't let them suck their teeth and roll their eyes and stomp their feet at you. No, God don't want disobedience. They may not know any better when they're 2 and 3, but when they're 11, 12, they know better. They're just defiant. They're defying you. When they roll their eyes and suck their teeth, they're just telling you, I ain't going to do what you say. I don't care what you say. I ain't going to do it. That's what they're saying to you. They're saying more than that, but you know. You know. So don't let them do that. Don't ignore them. Don't shut them up in their room. Check on them. See what's going on. It's Bible Story Land today with Children's Day. Do not neglect your children. Don't just close them up in the room and give them the cell phone, the iPod, and all of these, the computers and all these things. Check on them. See what's going on with them. There was a young girl who went on the internet looking for love. You don't give them love, they're going to look for love, because love is a necessity for every human being. So we got to love on them so they ain't looking for love out there in all the wrong places. And this young girl got on the internet. She hooked up with somebody she didn't even know. And they told her they were her age, 14 or 15. They said, let's meet at the mall, but let's not tell our parents. But her parents, God bless her parents to find it out. He revealed it to the parents. So they met with them, and the police followed them, arrested him. It was an older man trying to kidnap her. You know what they do to our young girls and young boys. So you got to watch out for the children. Well, let me tell you something. God has a plan for all of our lives. And he loves the praises of his people. This morning we have all the way from Paducah, Kentucky, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. It is so good to hear you this morning. I was in Atlanta last week. I did a workshop in Atlanta, and we had a wonderful time, but I'm sorry I missed you.
Yes, we missed you too, but we're glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm going to sing this little light of mine.
Amen. Thank you.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. And I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. This little light of mine, we're gonna let it shine. All around our neighborhoods and everywhere, we're gonna let it shine. So thank you so much, Minister Hawkins. Thank the Lord for you. We got to let our light shine everywhere we go. We can't hide it under a bushel. No, we got to let our light shine bright. And you know what? The closer we get to the Lord, they shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Hawkins. Well,
God
bless
you, Minister G.
All right, God bless you and your family. We're praying for you. Well, God loves family, and she has a cousin here in Jacksonville. She's in Paducah. Her cousin is here in Jacksonville, Florida. Sister Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
I'm doing great this morning. Hey. I heard my cousin singing the song that I was going to sing, but we have to always have be ready with two. So I was saying victory is mine. We're going to a breakfast. We're going to Miss Henry's son is having a Mother's Day brunch for her.
Amen. I know that's going to be nice.
Yeah, 92. I had another 92-year-old lady yesterday. Miss Alberta's still doing great. I was up there helping her yesterday. All my little 92-year-olds are doing good. 93-year-olds. So I'm going to say victory is mine.
Amen.
Today. Thank you, God. I'm glad. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get me behind. Victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan to get me behind. Love today is mine. 'Cause when I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. And victory today is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace. Today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Peace today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, to get thee behind. Joy today is mine. 'Cause when I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew the Lord would bring me out. So I got down on my knees. I said, Lord, help me please. And victory today is mine. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We have this little light of mine. Now we got victory today, and every day is ours. We serve a victorious God. Every day he gives us victory over the enemy. He gives us victory over death, hell, and the grave. Love is ours. God loves you so much that he gave Jesus to die for us. So I thank the Lord. You know, Isaiah 60:22 says, a little one shall become a thousand. And a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. And, you know, when we think about Abraham, Abraham didn't even have any children. But God said, I'm going to make you a nation of many. And, you know, they didn't know the plan. They didn't understand God. Just like many of us, you know, I'm like, Lord, what does that mean? And what does this mean? And when you show me this and when you tell me that, what does it mean? So he had to learn the ways of God. He knew God, but he had to learn the ways of God. And when we learn the ways of God, we're able to flow with him. We say, oh, that's not the devil, that's God. He does things. The ways of God, when you get closer to him, you know, he show us his ways. He reveals more of himself to us. So Abraham knew the ways of God. And, you know, he and Sarah birthed a child. And then after that, many children came. He and Sarah had one, Isaac, but many children came after that. So, you know, it may start off with just one person, but then the husband come, the wife come, the children come, and they grow and grow and grow until they become a nation. So God is building a strong nation in our children. And guess what? In his time, he's hastening it right now. In his time, it's going to happen. The devil trying to take them out before God's plan is enacted. But God has his chosen ones that he's picked. And nothing can by any means harm them. The least of you will multiply into 1,000. The smallest of you will become a large nation. When the right time comes, the Lord will quickly do it. So we got to remember, God is raising up a nation, a Joshua generation, a holy nation, a strong and courageous nation. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of God who have called you out of darkness into your marvelous light. Now, this is the chosen generation, and they will become 1,000. They will start small in number, but in time they will grow larger and larger into a holy nation. As they will grow in number and in strength. You're going to see them. Just keep on living, like my mom used to say, keep on living. They will obey God quickly, and they'll do what God says very quickly. So we have Sister Pat Pleasant on with us this morning. She's going to pray for the children and their families. Good morning, Sister Pat. How are you? Let me see. Did I put her on live? Hold on. She may not have pressed 1 yet, so I got to find her number here. I know I saw her on here. Hold on. Here she is right there. Hold on. All righty. Good morning, Sister Pat. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for life and health and strength. Sister Pat has children and grandchildren. She lives in what city?
Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. You know where the University of Florida is, that big old college? The college is really big. Gainesville is small, but I thank God they have prayer warriors in Gainesville, Florida. So Sister Pat is going to pray for the children and their families. Go right ahead, Sister Pat.
Hallelujah. Father, we just come to you now to give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Lord, we come to lift up the children. Father God, in Jesus' name, your word tells us to suckle the little children and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we're praying our children into the kingdom of God. We're praying that the parents will train them up in the way that they should go. And when they are older, they will not depart from it. Father God, we just pray that our children will obey us. Father God, and not only just the parents and grandparents, but Lord, they'll obey all those that have rule and authority over them in the classroom, in the street, in the grocery store, wherever they at, Lord God, that they will obey and respect older people, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God. And we're just calling our children into the kingdom of God. And as Samuel heard the voice of God, he told the Lord, here am I. And we just thank you that our children hear the voice of God, they hear the call of God, and they yield to the call of God. And also Jesus, as a young boy, 12 years old, he went out and he went to, you know, in the synagogue to learn of God, to learn the word of God. And he told his parents, you know, I must be about my father's business. He wasn't being rebellious, but he was being obedient to God. So let our children always be obedient to God, always obey, you know, the parents and those that have rule and authority over them. Father God, that we just thank you, Lord God. I'm so grateful to pray today, Lord God. Today is my granddaughter's birthday, and I just speak blessings over her and blessings over all the children of them. Having a birthday or not having a birthday, we speak blessings over them. We speak life over them. Father God, in Jesus' name, and we just thank you that our children are wise. Lord God, they excel in school, Father God, and when they grow up, they'll be successful men and women, Father God. They'll pursue their education. But most of all, they will chase after God and pursue a godly relationship, Father God. And we just thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your children. We send the angels out over our children, Father God, to protect them, Father God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, all the fiery darts of the enemy. We pray against them over our children today, and we speak life over them, abundant life, blessed life. Oh, Lord, keep the children well. Keep them healed, Father God, in Jesus' name. But most of all, keep them humble, Lord God, just to hear your voice and to obey your voice, Father God. And we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of children everywhere, Father God. And we pray this prayer in Jesus Christ's name, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank the Lord for that prayer, Sister Pat. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for praying for the children and their families. We are continually lifting up the name of Jesus on Bible Storyland as we honor the children today on Children's Day. Well, you know what? I have been praying. I said, Lord, send more young people, more children, more young people on Bible Storyland. I know they're out there, Lord, but I don't know who they are, but Lord has specific children that he sends on Bible Storyland, specific young people. And I was at a church about a month or so ago, and it was a lot of singing and praise. It was a Saturday, and they were having a special praise and worship unto the Lord. And it was many young people there, and I met a special young man there. And I tell you what, he's been a blessing in my life. I thank the Lord for him. He's faithful to the Lord. He's called Little Rico and his little partner, Sala Renee. They're with Lions Entertainment. Rico is 21 years young, and Sala is 18 years young. They are rappers for the Lord. He's been rapping 7 years. And their main goal, now listen to this, they have a goal for the Lord. Their main goal is to spread the word of God through their music. So you can contact them on Facebook, Lions Entertainment, and on YouTube, Smooth Stone Videography. So I welcome Rico and Sala this morning on Bible Storyland. Good morning, Rico and Sala. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're doing okay.
Amen.
Doing great.
All right. Well, I thank God for music. You know, God loves music. He loves music. He loves it, especially when the children, you know, does singing unto the Lord and raps unto the Lord. So Rico and Sal are going to do a rap. It's called Philippians 4:13. So let God have his way, you two.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, like you said, the song is called Philippians 4:13, which says, "For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So whoever out there that has dreams or goals and want to achieve something, like, if you just put God first, you can do it. So I hope y'all enjoy it.
Amen.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. I can do all things.
Hey, you can do it, Matt.
I can do all things.
Hey, you can do it, girl.
I can do all things.
You can do it, woman.
I can do all things.
What's your mind?
Who strengthens me?
Who? Who?
Who strengthens me?
Jesus Christ.
Who strengthens me?
Yeah.
Who strengthens me?
Jesus Christ. If right now it seems like you can't make it, keep going hard in the tank to your haters like you penetrating. Our first love, we call on God. He got motivation. He got first in your life and do that paper chasing. Stay on your hustle and let your light shine. Our words are thick, light, venom when we write rhymes. Gain on our mind, our plan is in the Lord, God. We never shake and never stop, and when it's our season, we do this music for Jesus and our personal reason. If you want to be the best, you have to pass the test. Trials and tribulations come, but it makes you stronger. A 5 months you gone, can it be any longer? I'm thinking about a big house with both cars, a girl that loves God. Now that's a bad bride. We don't take deceit, nope, we don't take defeat. Devil, you won't stop God's word or his legacy. So past faith is the limit, so forget the sky. You can be anything you want if you just try. We a triple threat, God said, push through. And Lord, anoint our minds so we can stay true. And God to rock on with me fans so we never doubt. So to our radio fans, you can make it out. Solid with Nick, take him on his kingdom route.
I can do
it. And you can do it, yeah.
All things.
Put your mind to it.
I can do
it. And you can do it, yeah.
All things.
Up to you, man.
I can do
it. You can make it out.
All things.
And never give up.
I can do
All
things.
Let's go.
Who changes me?
Who?
Who changes me?
Jesus.
Who changes me?
Jesus Christ.
Who changes me?
He strengthens you.
Who changes me?
Yeah.
Who changes me?
To the radio band.
Who changes me?
Jesus Christ.
Who changes me?
L-E-T. We out. Thanks,
amen. Woo! Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, I enjoyed that rap. He said, our first love, let our light shine. If you want to do your best, you have to pass the test. Now, he said a lot of things. He said more than a mouthful. But I thank the Lord for that rap because it was unto the Lord who strengthens us, who strengthens them. They've been on the battlefield a long time. Rico's 21. Sally is 18. But I tell you what, I know the devil's tried to come against them many times because they're in the Lord's army, but they have passed the test. He said, we got to pass the test. You can't give up. You got to stay close to God, never give up, and God is going to strengthen you. So hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for that rap this morning. Rico, I'm going to say a prayer for you and Sal, and I thank the Lord for you all. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Rico and Sal. I thank you, Lord God, for them expanding and growing and traveling to nations of the world, different continents, and spreading the world, knowing that you can do, they can do all things through you who strengthen them. So strengthen them, O Lord God. When the tests come, let them pass every test, O God, because they're victorious in you, Father. And so I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen them, O God. And they can do all things through you who strengthens them. Every enemy who tries to block them, I send the fire of God against them right now in Jesus' name. I thank you that they are holy, they are righteous, and you are their king, and they are victorious in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, don't hang up. We're still continuing. I thank the Lord for you all. Thank the Lord that you all came on early this morning. I know it was kind of early. A lot of young people, you know, sleep in. But I thank God that you all pressed your way, came on Bible Storyland. May God continually bless you, strengthen you, give you what you need for the journey. May favor, the favor of the Lord, surround you like a shield. So thank you. Love y'all.
We're still here.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing on Bible Storyland. You know the Lord loves worship and praise. We've had this little light of mine. We've had Victory is Ours. And we've had the rap, I Can Do All Things Through Christ Who Strengthens Us. Now, God loves all kind of music. And I tell you what, he is pleased with the children when they sing unto him. Well, our next two guests are sisters. They're about, one's about six and the other one's about eight or nine, Bianca and Jabria. Good morning, Bianca and Jabria.
All right, good morning.
Good morning. Where are the girls?
I got one coming. Come on, Jabria.
All right.
All right, they're ready to say
the close of school.
They're
good morning,
ready.
Girls.
Good morning.
Who's that, Bianca?
Yes.
Good morning, Jabria.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning.
Yeah, did y'all go on field trips this year in your school?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Where'd y'all go?
To the zoo.
Wow. Oh, my God, y'all got to see God's creation, huh? Did y'all see those giraffes? Did y'all get to feed the giraffes?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I loved it when I saw the giraffes. I loved the way they walk. Those big elephants. What else did y'all see at the zoo?
Tigers.
Tigers, okay. Anything else? Did y'all see the snakes, those different snakes?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I forgot about
that. Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. All right, what are you girls going to sing this morning?
Do you love Jesus?
All right, my favorite. Go right ahead.
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I talk about Jesus down, down. Way down in your heart, I talk about Jesus down, down. Way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I talk about Jesus down, down. Way down in my heart, I talk about Jesus. Way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I talk about Jesus. Down, down. Way down in your heart. I talk about Jesus. Down, down. Way down in your heart, I talk about Jesus. Down, down. Way down in your heart, I talk about Jesus. Down, down. Way down in your heart.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Sister G.
Amen. I love that song. I'll tell you what. I appreciate you, Minister Stacy, for training those girls in the way they should go. Bianca and Jabria, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for you all. After a while, y'all going to be singing on CDs. Just like Rico and Sally, y'all can make some CDs. Do you love Jesus is the question they ask. Do you love Jesus not only on the surface, not with lips, but do you love him way deep down in your heart? They know that's my favorite song. Now, their mother and them are going to sing another song. What are y'all going to sing? Minister Stacy? Hello? Minister Stacy?
Yes. You say something to G? I'm sorry.
What are you going to sing, Minister Stacy?
Oh, you want me to sing something? Oh, okay.
With the girls.
Oh, you want me to sing it? Oh, okay. I guess we'll sing Jay Ma's song.
Huh?
Let me get them. Hold on. See what they want to say. Hey, what y'all want to say? I'm going to have a good day. What y'all want to sing? Come on, she waiting.
Sing Break Every Chain. Sing that one.
Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. So much power.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To be. And so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to work in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Because of grace and love of all, it's happening to me. I found the grace and love of all inside of me. Okay.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Anaya. That was beautiful. I tell you what, her voice is getting more powerful every day. Well, I thank the Lord for that song, The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston. Anaya, are you out of school yet?
Yes.
Oh, when did y'all get out in New Orleans?
I'm out of school. Came out May 21st, yesterday.
May the 21st, wow. All right, all right. So what are you going to do this summer? You going to summer school? You going to camp? You going swimming? What you going to do?
Go swimming.
Oh, go swimming. Good job. All right. Well, you have a blessed summer, my dear, and I thank God for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up all the children that came on this morning and young adults. And I just thank you for all the young people that you created, oh God, in your holy image. And, Lord, I thank you for their protection, their safety, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, even those who were scheduled to come on but were unable to come on, I pray for them as well, oh God. I thank you that you have great plans for our children. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Tashana, Lord God. I thank you for Anaya. I thank you, Lord God, for Latasha and Rico and Sala, Lord. I thank you for Minister Stacy's daughters, Lord God, Jabria and Bianca, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Cornelia, who was scheduled to come on, oh God. I thank you for these children, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Give them peace of mind. Give them safety, God, protection and guidance, Father God. So we just bless you. We honor you. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the young people. I thank you, Father God, for Tashana, Lord, young woman of God, oh God, great potential in every young woman who's on with us today, Lord God. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you for the children. We thank you for their safety. We thank you for their protection. We thank you for their peace. As they go in, as they come out, I thank you that they will be taught of you, oh Lord, and great shall be their peace, oh God. And, Lord, I thank you, Father God, for them choosing wisdom, that they would choose wisely. Oh, God, that they would hear your voice like never before and that they would follow after you in Jesus' name. And, Father, I pray a spirit of Daniel upon them, that they would be strong, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray a spirit of Joshua upon them. They would be courageous and strong and brave. And I thank you, Father God, that they would not choose to eat the king's food, oh, God, but they would choose your diet, the diet that you have, and they will be healthy and well all the days of their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, the word of God is very, very powerful, and it's necessary to sustain us spiritually. We cannot be sustained spiritually unless we have the word of God. Now, we cannot read the word or we cannot study the word, but we will not be sustained spiritually. Just like in the physical form, physical side, if we don't eat, you know, greens and beans and corn and potatoes and chicken and vegetables and fruit, we cannot be sustained. We won't live. We don't drink water. We're not going to live, but we got to have spiritual food as well. We got to feed our souls. Our speaker this morning is one of my spiritual daughters. She's a mother and a grandmother. She's the one who introduced me to Bible Storyland, to Blog Talk Radio.
about 5 or 6 years ago, she introduced me to Blog Talk Radio. She called me. She said, Mama, I'm going to be speaking on the radio. I said, okay, what's the station? She said, no, it's not the box radio. It's internet radio. So we coming on and started listening to her and someone else on the radio. And I thank the Lord for her strength, for her spiritual strength. She has a way of presenting the Word of God that is unique and powerful. I present to you this morning Minister Kisha Baldwin from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Minister Kisha. How are you?
Good morning. How is everybody doing this morning?
Amen. Blessed of the Lord.
Blessed of the Lord. It's a beautiful day outside, a beautiful day outside. Well, I'm going to, it's interesting how God works because my scripture that I'm going to encourage our children with today is actually Philippians 4:13.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, when I heard the rap from Sala and Rico, I was like, wow, Lord, I thank you that I am, you know, it was confirmation that I was definitely on the right page. And I just basically want to encourage our children. I'm not going to do, you know, a whole long preaching or anything like that, but I just want to encourage our children. And I know that there is so much that happens around them, you know, in their environments, whether they're in school or whether they're in their neighborhood. You know, it's very tough for our children to stay encouraged. And I do know that when they look at the television, they see so much, you know, with the children, you know, dying, and then even just within school, you know, that they're not feeling safe, you know, mm-hmm. even going to school. And I just want to, what I really want to do is just encourage our children to just keep your head up and just maintain your focus for what it is that you want to do with your life. And if you mm-hmm. can just with that, that'll kind of get through your day, it'll help you get through your
Hold on 1 second. Karen? Karen? Karen?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you just put your phone on mute? Well, she's speaking and the music is kind of disturbing.
Oh,
go ahead.
I didn't know I was going to be out. My apologies.
Go ahead.
So the Amplified version of Philippians is Philippians 4:13. The reason why I'm reading the Amplified, because I think it explains it a whole lot more and the children will be able to get it a lot better. It says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ. I believe that if the children keep that in their mind, that they will be able to do their day a whole lot better. And not even just do their day a whole lot better. When they see stuff, it is their, you know, as a Christian child, even though you are a child, it is nothing wrong with you speaking to your peers about how they're acting or if they're doing something wrong. You can encourage your peers. You can encourage your best friends. I think the girls call them BFF. The guys can encourage their male counterparts and encourage them to live right and to have a goal in life. You can have a goal in life to do just about anything that you want to do. And the reason why you can do that is because you have Christ in your life. The Word of God says Christ will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you always. He's with you when you're in your classrooms. He's even with you when you're at home and you're not necessarily feeling like your parents are paying attention to you. You can always, if you can't go to nobody else about anything, you can always go to Jesus. And he's going to listen to you and he's going to hear you. And even like my son, he's 15 years old, and there was a lot of fights in his high school. And so the next day he was afraid to go. And I told him to say that prayer before he walked in through the door. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I told him to repeat that all the way through his day. And when he came home, he's like, Mama, it worked, it worked. You know, I said it all day long. And he said, even though there were some interruptions, he said, I still felt okay. I was not as scared. And that's what the one thing about Jesus, that Jesus soothes all our fears, all our concerns, everything that is concerning you. Christ is concerned about it, and he wants to be there for you. And I also want to encourage the adults that when it comes to our children, to me there is no such thing as a bad child. And not only is there not a such thing as a bad child, every child, no matter what they're doing, they can be helped. And it doesn't even really matter to their age. I think that they can be helped. And we should be encouraging our children on a regular basis, even if it's just, you know, we got all this technology, even if it's just sending out a text to them every once in a while, you know, just to say, hey, I'm thinking about you, or, hey, you know, keep your head up. You know, if you're grandparents, encourage your grandchildren. If you are a grandparent and you have a child, encourage your child to be a better parent to their own children, because I believe it definitely starts in the house. There's a scripture in the Bible from Colossians 3:20, which is a spinoff from what Sister G had mentioned earlier today. And it talks about, I'm sorry, it's in Genesis. Genesis 9:9, it says, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. That tells me that we as adults, we have a responsibility to direct our children in the right path in which they should go. Even if they are not your natural children, you should always continue to encourage them in the direction that they should go. And pray for your city. Pray for the children in your cities. Pray for your teachers, you know, because they're, you know, they have, you know, head over your children. Pray for your children's schools. And try to do your best to be a part of your children's lives. I kind of raised the bar up a little bit on what I was doing with my children because they're teenagers now. And when you encourage a child and you impart into them, you see them flourish. It is a blessing. It is definitely a blessing. And that's the other part of it, that God give us children as a blessing for us. He's given us charge over them to direct them. And if we do what we're supposed to do, they're going to be blessed and we're going to be blessed. And that's pretty much where I want to go at with that today. And I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we worship and we praise your holy and righteous name. Lord, we thank you for giving us the children around us to keep us mindful, Father God, about how we should be. We should come to you, God, as children, Father God. And we just thank you for the opportunity to raise and impart in them, Father God. We ask that you would just give us direction on what we need to do and say concerning them, and keep them uplifted, Father God. Lord, I also listen to G up and story, the Children's Storyland Bible radio station to you. I uplift every person that is on the radio, Father God, and I ask that you would just continue to keep them safe and camp your angels around them, Father God, and protect them. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can you read that again? Philippians 4, Amplified Bible.
You want the Amplified?
Yes.
It says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ.
Amen, amen, amen. I love that. I love the way that I just love the way that Bible reads and the Amplified. So I thank the Lord, you know, for you coming on Bible Storyland this morning. I thank the Lord for all that, you know, he's doing through you. I thank the Lord for your children, your grandchildren. I thank the Lord for strengthening you. And if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? So I thank God that he's on your side, he's on our side. And Philippians 4:13 says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I thank the Lord for the word of God that you brought forth this morning, Minister Baldwin. We appreciate you. We appreciate the encouraging words and the prayers that you prayed for us and the families of God. So keep on keeping on. Keep your head up. Keep strong. Keep being a mighty warrior of the Most High God. So I speak blessings upon you and your family and your business. So God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Well, we have Bishop David Bryan on with us this morning from D-Land, Florida. Good morning, Bishop. Well, he was on. Bishop Brian is still.
I'm here. I was just on mute.
Okay, how are you?
The Lord is good. I don't have a complaint.
Amen. I was listening to your show a little bit last night about those miracles. So I claimed a miracle for myself.
God bless you. God bless you.
I thank God for the miracles that's coming for us. So we speak miracles over the children and their families today and over you. I know more miracles coming. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Our children are a miracle.
Yes, they are.
See our children as miracles, as our sister has so vividly expressed through the word of God. He will strengthen us and them. And so we praise God. All of our children are not lost. All of our children are on cocaine. All of our children are dope dealers. I'm so glad that we have children on Bible Story Land. God bless you, Pastor D. Love you. Love everybody. Good to hear all the voices.
Love you, too. Thank God for you. Yep, so thank you so much, Bishop, for taking time out. I know they were up late last night. I was on after 11, something to 12. So I thank God for you coming on with us this morning on Bible Story Land. You are a true blessing to us. So we thank God for you, for words of encouragement. We bless you this morning. Well, you know what? Salvation is a plan that God freely gives to all of mankind, that he will allow us to live with him, to reign with him throughout eternity. If we accept it now, it's a free gift, but we got to first accept the gift of salvation. You can't just be born and go, you know, live any kind of way and be saved. You got to accept the plan that God has. And he writes love letters to us in the B-I-B-L-E. You heard that song this morning on the CD, the B-I-B-L-E. He has plans for us, great plans, and his great plan is salvation. And he wants everybody saved. Some people say, oh, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live. How you want to live? For the devil. You either live for the devil or you live for God. So choose. If I were you, wise people choose salvation. Because wise people get to live with God forever. But people who are unwise, look out now. You don't want to go that path. The devil is cunning and sly. You know, he tricked Eve out of her home in the garden. Don't let him trick you out of salvation, the plan that God so freely gives. So, you know, we got to be wise. We got to choose God, the gift that he gave us. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. We're in the world. He loved you. He loved you and you too. And he gave his only begotten son. He gave Jesus, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, that everlasting life is a life with him. I don't want to go to Sheol. I don't want to go to hell and live with the devil and his angels. You will be tormented. You know, we get enough torment down here. Sometimes we're tormented here on the earth. The devil try to torment our mind. He try to take our peace from us. But you know what? We got to say, not so, devil. Get thee behind us, Satan. It is written. So we got to do like Jesus said, it is written. So is there anyone on here who's not saved? Press 1. We got plenty of people on here today that will walk you through the plan of salvation. We got Sister Pastor Seward. We got Apostle. We have David Bryan. We have Minister Lakeisha Baldwin. We have Minister Henderson on. So we got plenty of people. I know I missed the ministers. We got plenty of people on that can walk you through the plan of salvation. So just press 1 if you're not saved. Well, I thank God that everybody on here is saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, press 1. We're going to walk you through it. God wants his people saved, healed, delivered, set free. He don't want us in bondage. He wants us to be free, free to serve and free to praise him. And then after you receive salvation, he don't want you sliding in the muck and the mire of life. He don't want you sliding back in the mud. No. He says, the word of God says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He heard my cry when I was in a horrible pit in the miry clay. You know those sins that put you in the miry clay, those sexual sins. You know those crimes that you commit, drugs, you know, addictions. That those that miry clay, that's that horrible pit. You know, when the devil say, oh, yeah, I got you. I ain't going to let you go. He say, you know, you can stay out here with me and wall in the mud like the pigs. You don't want to be a backslider. You want to run into the presence of the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. Many shall see it and turn from their wicked ways. So you let your light shine. You let your light shine so that everybody can see that you are a child of the King. Let me tell you something. You don't have to go around saying you're a child of God. I was in a place getting my brakes fixed, oh, maybe about 3 weeks ago, and I never said anything to the gentleman about me being a child of God. I walked to the counter to pay for the car, and he said, I perceive you a woman of God. Now, I never said a word to him, but I thank God that my light was shining that day. It could have been dim, hidden under a bushel, but it was shining that day, and he picked it up, and I was led to pray for him. So we got to do what God say we got to do. So we're not going to backslide. We're going to run into the presence of the Most High God. It is testimony time. I see Brother David on here. I know he has a testimony always. Good morning, Brother David. He may have his phone on mute, but he's
good
on.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed and grateful. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing wonderful. I heard you were in a play. Minister Stacy was telling me you all were in a play recently.
Yes, ma'am. By the grace of God, we had a good play. I'm just thankful the Lord allowed me to act and participate in several things. I'm humble and grateful.
Amen, amen. Well, what's that testimony you got for us today?
Well, I don't know testimony. Well, what I'm planning on doing is spiritually to get some growth. I'm going on another 40-day cleanse, master cleanse, so no food for 40 days to get some more spiritual enlightenment. I got a wealth of knowledge that's coming my way that I haven't been exposed to, and now I'm getting exposed to it, like 1921 destruction of Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And just a few things are being dropped my way. I was able to participate in Malcolm X parade. They let me host for like 2 hours, and they opened up the drums to the ancestors. And a lot of these schools, systematically over the past 30 years, they've been taking out trades like plumbing, electricians, and AC, and just stuff that these people can be doing, trades that they can be doing with their hands instead of being out in the streets drinking, killing, and stuff like that. But a lot of the root problem of a system that people they're not seeing is programming. And it's just amazing to me. Now, at least I graduated with a 1.8 GPA, so I didn't know anything about it, and I wasn't paying attention. But I'm wondering, the people that stood and watched this stuff happen. So we kind of, with the youth, when we're speaking about the youth today, they need to learn trades. They need to learn how to work with their hands. And it needs to be, we just need a whole lot of prayer in that area, and only God can intervene. And we know that it's been years and years of a system, but everybody needs to turn a true eye to the situation if we want to take care of it. And I think by giving knowledge to our people, young and old, will help rectify what's going on. We just can't pretend it's not going on. So even with the spiritual warfare of it, you got to serve in spirit and in truth, and we just need to be honest. And if we want to take care of the problem, we got to be honest, and we got to look at the situation for what it is. So it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot, Sister Jean. So it's good for everybody.
Amen. But thank God he's got it all under his control. He got us in the palm of his hand. Nobody can snatch us out. The world is not what it looks like. It's not what it seems like when you look on the news. Don't be discouraged. God is in control. So we're thanking him, for he's doing great and mighty things in the world today. So I thank you for the testimony. Anybody else? One more quick testimony.
Amen, Sister G. I just want to testify. I got a new job, so I start Tuesday. And also the play, the glue to hell, the family together, is going to be taken to Virginia. I don't know when that date is going to be, but that was the play that we were in, that God bless us. And we also have CDs that are for sale. If you want to get a copy of that, if you didn't make that event. But also,
okay.
God is good. He's doing wonderful things. So over at Zeal of Obedience off of Atlantic Boulevard, 7422 Atlantic Boulevard, with Pastor Laverne Shaw. But God is just blessing, and God is taking his people and he's using their gifts, the gifts on the inside. And as Brother David was talking about the different things about keeping the kids positive, I'm doing a speech on gangs, on a positive thing. So I would need to interview somebody who has maybe been in a gang or maybe have been a positive influence. Well, could have been going there, but didn't choose that way. Because I was touched by that when I saw the article. It's the young boy from the Hughleys. He's in prison. He's in prison, I think, for life. He was positive. He started out positive on the show and everything, but he ended up in jail, part of a gang, being part of somebody getting killed, and he was prosecuted for it. So there is a need. So there is but it's going to take a whole family. It's just like I said, it takes a village to raise a child, so we can't do this by ourselves. So that's it.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Stacy, for that testimony. Well, Karen Itell is going to play another song of praise unto the Lord. I thank God for Karen. You know, she's been on with us since we started on Bible Storyland. Let me see. I saw a number on here. I'm trying to see if I put her back.
I'm right here.
Oh, good. Okay, good, Karen. Thank you. All right, so what you going to play, Karen?
How about Jesus Loves the Little Children?
Excellent. Jesus Loves the Little Children. Thank you. Of the world. I thank the Lord that he loves us. You know, when we were children, he loved us too. And he's allowed us to live all these years. We have much to be grateful for. Because, you know, many children not here anymore. But I thank God that we had safekeeping when we were growing up. you know, people stood on the corner, say, go on home. You know your mama don't allow that. You know your daddy don't allow that. We had people, you know, that looked out for us. Nowadays, people turn their head. They see murder's about to happen, but people are afraid for their own lives. So we got to pray for courage and for strength, and we got to pray for our young people like never before, that God will continually keep them safe and protected. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland, so get ready to press one. I see my aunt on here, Apostle G. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning, darling. I'm marvelous. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're glad you came on to visit with us on Bible Storyland.
Yeah, I just stopped by. I'm on my way out. So I just stopped by to say I love all of you. I pray the blessing of the Lord would come upon each and every one of you and everyone connected to you to just overwhelm you with his blessings, to just saturate you with the anointing, just open the eyes of your understanding, guide your feet, open your ear to hear his voice, your heart to feel him, that the word of the Lord would just be an anchor for you in every place that you move, even while you sleep, that the word of the Lord would just hover over you, bringing you to new levels, helping you to defeat every devil that comes your way, that you be a royal priesthood, a called out generation, that you know your purpose, that you know the plan of God, that you just seek the face of God. If you don't know, just ask. He'll tell you exactly what you need to know. You all be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Gantlin. Thank you for being on with us. We appreciate you. Well, I tell you what, Carrot, I love that song you play. Girl, you have such an anointed gift of playing music unto the Lord. I thank the Lord for you. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Sweet hour of prayer. We got to pray. We got to pray like there's no tomorrow, as if Christ is going to return today. So, well, we have several people on this morning. About right now, we have about 12 people on. We had 14 people on, but it is prayer time, so press 1. You need prayer. We're going to be praying for Minister Donna Hawkins' family, her mother, Mother Newsom, her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and the Henderson family. Anybody else or anything else, Minister Hawkins?
To pray for me, Sister Jean. Pray for my sister in the hospital, my cousin Pearl, myself and my health, and also to pray. I'm going to finish the school. Then I finish school. I pray for myself. And pray for my sister, Tina. Pray for my family. And pray that God bless us financially. Pray bless my business. Amen. I just pray for me. I just thank God for you.
Amen. Thank God for you. All right, Minister Stacy. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. If you're already on live, you can just state your prayer request.
Sister G, this is Apostle G. Pray for me. I say I'm going out. I'm going to attend some business and go over to the church. And I just pray for me. When you all pray, just call my name.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you all that I'm going to talk to you all later. I've got to run.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle.
You too.
God, for you, Father, I thank you for Apostle G, my aunt, Apostle Bernadette Gantling. I thank you for what you're doing in her life and the life of her family. Lord, you know she's one of your shepherds over your sheep, and she needs more strength in the Lord. So we bless and honor you. We thank you for her in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Prayer time. Press 1. Got Jackie Travis and her family. We're going to be praying for her and her patients and Pastor Huggins and whatever else she says.
You got my sister, Jean?
Yep, got you covered.
Okay, all my patients and my clients.
Yep.
Pray for my little lady, Miss Annie Wilson. Put her on there, please.
Annie Wilson, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Sister Jane,
yes.
Ashanti, my daughter. She is going to a leadership and discipline camp that's for good kids, and is set up with the sheriff's office with Clay County. They only take 50 kids a year, and so she had to go in to be interviewed, and she was up against 175 kids, and she was one that was chosen. So just pray her strength that when she goes to this camp for a week, that when she comes out, you know, she comes out with a little bit more, you know, she has a little bit of self-esteem issues, so that's why we're doing this. So let's pray that the God will just increase her self-esteem and that she knows that she's a beautiful young lady. Her name is Ashanti.
Okay. Now, what kind of camp is it you said?
It is called Cadet Camp. It is a camp that's ran by all of the counties, is Duval County, Nassau County, and Clay County Sheriff's Office. What they do is they pick 50 kids from all three counties to go, and what they do is they treat them like they're actually in the police academy. So it's very rigorous, but they do it for to instill discipline and leadership in them.
All right.
And it is it's actually free. And if anybody is actually interested in getting their child associated with the cadet camp, it's called Northeast Florida Cadet Camp. And they do have a website, and they also have a Facebook. And that's all you have to look up is North Florida Cadet Camp. And all the information will pull up. But it's free. And nowadays, when you hear so much about police officers, you know, doing this wrong and doing that wrong and everything, all of the counselors are police officers who volunteer their time to instill into the children. So, and, you know, you usually hear all the bad reports, but there's some police officers out here that are doing some great and awesome things for our children who are Christians. And, that you know, they're trying to also instill into our children. So, you know, this lifts all police officers up to our Lord and Savior.
All right, all right. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. All right, anybody else? Prayer time, press 1. State your prayer request. Okay, well, we're going to begin praying this morning. Pastor Susie, would you pray with me?
Yes,
Okay, so we'll share targets together. Bishop, you want to pray with us as well?
Sure.
Okay. So, Bishop, if you'll begin and pray for Donna Hawkins, her mother, and her mother-in-law, and the whole Hawkins family, and then I'll come back in, give another target.
Father God, we thank you for this awesome woman of God, someone who I met through text. I'm not physically laid eyes, but God, I receive her as my sister in this spirit. God, her family needs you. They've had some trying times, but God, you are the God of trying times. Father God, I pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her mother, her mother-in-law, and all of the Hawkins family, everyone that's associated with them, who identifies themselves with them. Father God, we bless them. That baby that was born not too long ago, and God, we ask you to encourage them. Keep them in the hollow of your hand. Lord, you know them. You know all about them. You know what they need. You know what their faith is. God, we praise you for what you've done, and we praise you for what you're going to do. Continue to make them the head and not the tail, the lender and not the follower. Continue, God, using them for your glory. And we thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins and our whole entire family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Pastor Seward, could you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her daughter, and she takes care of the elderly, her patients, Pastor Huggins, and particularly lift up Annie Wilson, one of her patients.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you heard the request. And Father, we ask him right now for the prayers that Jackie Travis asked for her husband, her daughter. God, you see the need. God, you see everything that's going on in their mind, their hearts, their souls, their surroundings. And God, we ask right now that you move mightily for every situation, every circumstance. And God, in the name of Jesus, her patients, God, even the facility that their patients are in, the workers there, God, we ask that you move mightily, that everything be done in order, God. We ask for special healing upon these patients, God. Move by your power. God, we know that Jesus is a healer. And we thank you, God, that he died that we might live, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you for the healing of the patients. We thank you, God, for the healing and the deliverance, the peace and the joy for her husband and daughter, the oneness, the unity. God, we thank you right now. God, we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this patient, Annie Wilson. We thank you, God, for strengthening her, meeting every need, God, every healing, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for them as a whole. God, that you move mightily in every area. God, you see and you know. And God, we thank you that you're everywhere at the same time. You know all things. God, nothing is hidden from you. And we thank you for moving upon the body, the heart, the soul, the mind of these people. And we glorify you right now for Jackie Travis having them on our mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we adore and bless you. We are continually keeping you in our thoughts, oh God. And we realize that your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. And help us, Lord God, as your people, to keep our mind stayed on you. Help us, Lord God, not just to honor you with our lips, but with our whole heart. Let us love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, oh God. Teach us the ways of holiness. Teach us your ways, oh God. And Father, I thank you for every family member on Bible Storyland and their families that they represent, their neighbors, their friends, and their church families, oh God. And Father, we pray Philippians 4:13 that they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. And Lord, we just come to worship and praise you. We thank you for their health, oh God. We thank you for healing virtue going throughout every person's body in the name of Jesus. We thank you for spiritual strength, oh God, that they would be stronger spiritually. They would not grow weary in well-doing. But in due season, if they faint not, they will reap a harvest. So we thank you for that great harvest that they're going to be reaping in Jesus' name. Amen. Bishop, could you pray for Minister Stacy and her family that she complete school and financial blessings as well?
Okay. Father God, we pray for Minister, we thank you for Minister Stacy and her continuous support of Bobby Storyland. We pray for her, her children, her husband, her schooling. God, we ask you to pray for all things concerning her. Stretch out your hand over her life. Save her. Bless her financially in Jesus' name. Then God bless her to finish school. Complete the task. God, bring her to that expected end. We thank you for what you're doing for her daughters, that they be reared and raised, God, knowing all about you, knowing all about your way and your will. Bless her. Bless her as she serves the church. Bless her as she serves your people. As she feeds the hungry and clothes the naked. Bless her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help her now. Encourage her spirit. Lift her up, God. Let her know you're there. Be there for her. Let her feel your presence like she's never felt it before. Keep her praise on her lips and joy in her heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Sewer, could you pray for Apostle G? She's the pastor of a church here in Jacksonville. And pray for her strength in the Lord.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before you asking for prayer for Apostle Bernadette Gatlin. God, I ask right now that you go with her, be with her, as she be about her Father's business. God, we lift her up before you, God, that you continue to meet every need. Father, whether it be wealth, health, strength, power, peace, God, move by your power for her. Give her travel and mercy everywhere she go, God. Watch over her going out, coming in. Cause favor, God. God, in the name of Jesus, bless her, God, like never before. God, you see every need that she have. Oh, God, move by your power, God, even as she go forth blessing others. Oh, God, meet her needs, God. God, you said in your word, God, if we ask, it shall be given. If we knock, God, the doors shall be open. Oh, God, even as she knock, God, open doors for her like never before. In the name of Jesus, give her the support she need, God. Give favor for her, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now, God, that she's highly favored, God. We thank you right now for her faithfulness, God. We glorify you for her. And God, we ask that you continue to hover over her, bless her, protect her, going out, coming in. Meet every need, God. Strengthen her where she need to be strengthened. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, I lift up Minister Keisha Baldwin, your precious daughter, oh God, the one that you give favor to on a daily basis, the one that you are blessing with excellent health and strengthen her body, oh God. Heal her in every way, oh God, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in every way, Lord God. Be with her children, Lord God. And we particularly lift up her daughter, Ashante. And, Lord, I thank you for that precious young woman of God, Ashante, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for the program that you've given to the Sheriff's Department. Oh, God, I thank you that you've given them a vision. And I thank you that they have written a vision, and they are making that vision plain in the name of Jesus. They're carrying it forth, oh, God, as you are directing them. And I thank you for the camp, the cadet camp, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that every child who's enrolled to go will make it there on a daily basis. They will learn the things that you're putting in their hearts of the Sheriff's Department to teach them, oh God. I pray for every person who is doing the training, every police officer who's training the young people, oh God, the young girls, the young boys, oh God. I think that the young girls and the young boys will be quick learners. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you will be there, oh, God, leading and guiding the Sheriff's Department, oh, God. And, Lord, I pray a hedge of protection around them as they are being trained by the police officers, Lord. And I thank you for the care and the love the police officers have for the children. I thank you, Lord God, that they are teaching them discipline, self-discipline. They are teaching them to be leaders of our cities, leaders of our nation, oh God, great leaders. I pray longevity upon the children. I pray longevity upon the police officers and the sheriff's department. Meet every need of every child, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up those children who are discouraged, who are downcast spirits, oh God. I thank you, Lord God. You say, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the health of his countenance and my God. And, Lord, I pray that you would encourage the children on a daily basis, oh, God. And, Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing in the Sheriff's Department, drawing them all closer to you, saving every person on the police department, saving every person in the Sheriff's Department, and saving every one of these 50 children who've been chosen by you, oh, God. I thank you for putting in the hearts and minds of the Sheriff's Department, oh, God. And, Father, we thank you for Keisha Baldwin's daughter, Ashante, being there on time every day, soaking up, oh, God, soaking up your presence, oh God. So we bless and honor you. We thank you for longevity for these children. We thank you for direction and guidance. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them spiritually in the name of Jesus. So we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you coming on. I have a special announcement. We'll be off next Saturday. That is our off day. But we will return June the 6th, 2015, 9 a.m. Don't forget to call in. It will be Senior Citizens Day. The number is 1-619-789-4313. So I look forward to speaking with each of you. We have a very speaker coming on that day. It will be Pastor Seward. She's going to be speaking with the seniors, and everyone is invited to join us. So God loves each of you more than you know, more than we can even comprehend. How can we comprehend the love of God? He is the one who can show us how much he loves us. His thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. So I thank God for each one of you. You know, God is patient. He's tolerant. He's long-suffering. He's not like us. He's not short-patient. He waits, and he waits, and he waits patiently for us. Oh, God, so he doesn't want anybody lost. So I thank God for each of you coming on today. I look forward to speaking with each of you next week. Let's learn to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. We serve a wonderful, amazing God. He's powerful, but yet he's gentle. He's powerful, but yet he's gentle. Blessings to each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love you. You already know God loves you more than I can ever love you. His love is amazing. I love y'all. Talk to you soon. Thank you.